Amen. Fühlt ihr euch nicht wie frisch geduscht?
Don't you feel like you've been freshly showered? Amen. Thank you for the washing of the water in the Word. Let's read Hebrews 10.
Hebräer 10, Vers 19 bis 22.
Hebrews 10, 19 to 22.
Weil wir denn nun Brüder durch das Blut Jesu,
therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith. Amen. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us draw near. Let's look at the picture again. Amen. Let us draw near or come forward. The Lord shows us what this way looks like. Everyone knows the verse that I am the way. And how does it continue? The truth and the life. And then? Amen. No one comes to the Father except through me. The Lord says, I am the way. And what does this way look like? This picture shows us the way. What does it mean to come forward to the Father? Many think, okay, the veil has been rent, and I can come in whenever and go in and out as I please. And I also don't know how, and how I come is also doesn't matter. But here, with the tabernacle, the Lord shows us how the way that we need to take to come forward to God, all the way to reach His throne. And praise the Lord, He went this way for us. He prepared it for us. And we're not going this way just by believing that He has accomplished it. This is the beginning. This is the entrance. But afterwards, it's a way that you have to go. It says a new and living way. That means this way does something with you. Something happens to you as you go this way. And it's good, as we've heard. The burnt offering altar doesn't stand only for the cross. We praise Him, of course, that He died on the cross and He accomplished this work for us. It's wonderful, and we really praise Him for it. But you praise Him much more when He can accomplish this in you. When it's not something that just happened in the past, but now I have also experienced the same thing, then you will thank the Lord in a very different way. And this is also what happens when we bring the offering to the Father on the burnt offering altar. It's not just about thanking the Lord for what He's done for us in the past, but now He has also worked it into me. Now He also worked this obedience into me. Now I really just do not want the sin anymore, and He allowed me to overcome. We abhor the sin and we overcome. And when we experience that and come to the table and come to the feast, then we bring the Father this offering. And this is really a sweet-smelling aroma for the Father. And then it continues. We can look at the next picture. This is the bird's eye view. Before, we saw the entrance from the beginning, from the entrance, and then we see here, inside, there's much for the priests to do. There's a service at the burnt offering altar to bring the Father his food, but there are also services in the sanctuary. And the Lord wants us to go on. He wants to bring us to his throne in the most holy place.
Amen. And what hat the verse that we gelesen haben?
And the verses that we read, they say, let us draw near. So we need this desire. I want to enter in. I don't want to just be satisfied with experiencing the Lord here and there. I want to go to the throne. I want to go all the way in to appear before the throne. And we need such a desire. I want to enter in to learn the service in the most holy place. In the sanctuary, it's not about my problems or what I have to overcome. That's already dealt with at the beginning, at the burnt offering altar. But in the sanctuary, it's about what God wants to do on this earth today. And as we heard already, there's the laver, the bronze laver. You can't just enter in without washing yourself ahead of time, or at this bronze laver. And the word shows us that the priests, before they serve, they enter in, first of all, and then they had to wash themselves first. And then they could serve at the burnt offering altar, and then they could go into the sanctuary. So they had to go, wash themselves first, then go to the altar, and then enter the sanctuary. This is something we need so much before we serve the Lord. There's so many things that defile us, consciously or subconsciously. Most of the time, we're not aware of it. We don't realize it until we go and wash ourselves. And why? Because here, inside, it's the sanctuary and the most holy place. The holy place and the most holy place. We already heard about health and medicine. At work, we visited another location, and that's where products are made for medical use, even things like baby bottles or pacifiers. And this is not manufactured in a normal room. There's a clean room, a pure room. It's called a pure room. This room is pure. And there are different levels of cleanliness. I can't go in with my regular clothes. Because the things that are manufactured there and produced there will be contaminated. And then you have to throw it away. You can't sell it anymore. A lot of effort is put into keeping this room clean and pure. And when I think about the holy place or the sanctuary, I have to think about this visit that I made at this manufacturing facility, because it's a holy place. This is the most holy place. And how quickly do we subconsciously, or we're unaware of it, we take some things in to the sanctuary because we're in the world every day. We all know this picture where the Lord washed the disciples' feet. And Peter said, oh, wash my whole being. I just washed my whole body. And the Lord said, no, if I have washed your feet, that's enough. And he says, if I don't wash you, you have no portion in me. So this washing is not a small thing. And the other thing is to wash your hands. Because what do we do with our hands? We work with our hands. We touch a lot of things. Yeah, when we
soll ich sagen, es ist, hinterher bist du froh.
After you wash yourself, you're happy, right?
Aber vorher ist
but
es nicht
before, it's not always so comfortable.
Neulich hatte ich eine Erfahrung.
And recently I had an experience.
Ein Gespräch mit einem
I had a conversation with one of the bosses at work. It was a 10-minute conversation. It wasn't long. It was very spontaneous conversation. But I realized afterwards, I had read the word. It was on the weekend. And after this weekend, then I realized a part of my heart was occupied by this. This hook got me. This bait got me. And I had this motivation. Oh, we should do this at work. I want to do this. And then we read Hebrews 1 to, at home. Hebrews 1, verse 10. You, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. And they will all grow old like a garment.
Amen.
This is a word that the Lord spoke to me. Amen. They will perish, but you remain. And when the Lord speaks such a word, it is the water of life. It washes away. It cleanses. And this word has to cleanse my heart, wash my heart. And I took this word into my heart and I said, Lord, wash my heart from these 10 minutes. Wash my heart from everything that has entered in. It is really precious. The Lord said, you already have been clean through the word, made clean through the word that I have spoken to you. This is really the water of life that washes us. It also washes away the way of thinking of this world. There's so many ways of thinking that we just take because we live in this world and we've grown up in this world, but the Lord washes us from all of this. Do you know Titus 2? We can't read all of it, but read Titus 2 at home and pray with this and compare it with how we think that we would just receive by being in this world. It shows how the Lord has to cleanse us. It's not just a one-time thing. It's okay, you know, that when I receive the Lord, I have been cleansed, and it's a one-time thing. No, the priests have to constantly, continually cleanse themselves. They had to wash themselves whenever they served. And this is so precious and so practical. You go from day to day in different circumstances, but every time you need to be cleansed and washed. So whatever occupies us or how we think would be washed, that we would be freed from it. And Titus 2, he speaks to the older men, to the older women, to the young men, to the young women, to the slaves, the bondservants. And then verse 11, Titus 2:11, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. Amen. Looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Amen. And we know the verse also in Peter that we are his special people. And how does he get us to be his own special people? It's by purifying us. The Lord purifies us from all these ways of thinking to a life that is really holy, so that we can serve him in the sanctuary, in the holy place. How often do they have to purify themselves? Whenever they went to the altar and whenever they went in. So it was a continuous purification. And when you purify yourself, then you will discover what kind of thoughts in you are still earthly and from this earth. In 2 Timothy 2, it says they're golden and silver vessels in the sanctuary, but they're also earthly vessels. Second Timothy 2:20. Some vessels are for honor and some for dishonor. And then verse 21, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. This is the laver. He doesn't say vessels of gold and silver, and then the opposite is vessels of that are super dirty and filled with blood. But it says vessels of wood and clay, simply vessels from this earth, an earthly and natural way of thinking. The Lord has to purify us from that as well. And what purifies us from that and cleanses us from that? It is the water of life. It is the cleansing of the blood from our sins and trespasses. What cleanses you from earthly things? It is the water of life. So when I stretch forward toward this life, reach forward toward this life and say, give me to drink, give me your living word, speak to me through your word, show me where something has still gotten me, where something earthly is in there. And when I experience the living word, it really cleanses and purifies us. So it's good if we pay attention to this, to wanting this fresh, living, speaking, the source of life. How often do you experience this when you go to the Word, that it's like a mirror that shows you your dirt and what has defiled you, but that it's also the water of life that cleanses and purifies you? Because the priest needed it all the time. So let us pursue this as well, to always have a continuous purification. Give me this mirror and give me the water of life. And if we enter into this experience, then you will not become old. Amen. Then there won't be habits or old things that will come in, but then the Lord will really have a glorious church. Because this water of life renews our mind. It really makes us new. If you read Ephesians 5, it says he cleanses us through the washing of the water in the Word, and there should be no spot or wrinkle. But if I just consider how can I get there, and I realize I've become old and I need something fresh, and I'm going to look for a fresh book or some new wind or something from religion or something from Babylon. Is there fresh air there? Is there water of life there? The way of the Lord has shown us to save us from all oldness is this laver, is through his living speaking. The spots don't go away by or by getting something from somewhere else. I have to take this way because this is the new and living word, the way. That's what the word says. If you go this way and are constantly in this way, you will not become old. And this is a guarantee for us that the Lord would gain his glorious church among us. And we shouldn't unconsciously take or bring things in to the holy place that are from this world, that are from the earthly ways of this world. Let us constantly stay in this new and living way, and then he will have a holy priesthood. And then tonight we will see how we can serve him in the sanctuary, in the holy place.